Hear the word of the Lord to us this Good Friday. Today's gospel reading comes from Matthew 27, beginning in verse 11. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders hearing it said, "This man is calling Elijah." And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." There were also many women there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. I don't think a piece of artwork has touched me as deeply as Scourged, Leslie E. Wise piece in this Lent edition of the Living Prayer periodical. The hanging fabric stained with red dye is simple but elegant, inviting contemplation about the wounds Jesus endured in his garment of flesh on Good Friday. I feel this piece quite viscerally, remembering the physical pain hateful mockers inflicted on Christ that dark day. The scriptures tell us that it was not only physical, but emotional and spiritual torment that our Lord went through. Without sin, he cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The artist writes, "When we handle fabric in daily life, we tear, sew, weave, and even pierce it. It wraps newborn babies and covers hospital beds, clothes royalty and bandages wounds. Fabric touches us in the most intimate of ways. The layers of translucent fabric scrim and Scourged are a way to meditate on the connection between Jesus's flesh and the fabric that touches it, and to consider what these reveal both about his humanity and divinity." I love that EY used the medium of fabric to meditate on the crucifixion of Jesus, whose garment of flesh was pierced for our sake. Fabric is everywhere in our lives, but I find that we don't really give it much thought other than when it is torn or stained. Scourged reminds us of the tactile reality of Christ's presence here on earth. On Good Friday, we remember that our God was not only mysteriously divine, but also ordinarily human. He was a person with a mother, a stomach that ached in hunger, and a heart that longed for companions. He wished not to see death if possible, yes, but wanted obedience to God more. Everything he did, every moment he lived, everything he received from his Father, even on his dying day, he offered back to him in total worship and self-giving love. Surely there is no other man or God like him in all of human history. In Matthew 27:22, Pilate asks, "What shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" before delivering his fate over to the mob. We know that as sinful people, we too have indeed betrayed Christ many times by transgressing the laws of God's good kingdom. Yet in all knowledge, wisdom, and love, while we were still his adversaries, Christ, the King of creation, became subject to death so that nothing would come between us and life. What shall we do with Christ on this day, beloved, this Good Friday in this year of our Lord? Will we let calloused hearts and anxious minds command our attention? Or like the artist who saw in cotton and color an opportunity to know Christ more, will we remember what he suffered with compassion? Brothers and sisters, let us be a people faithfully present and attuned to God, keeping vigilant watch to see the story of our passionate Savior through to its glorious end.